USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tensions ramping up in Iraq's capital city following a failed assassination attempt in which drones targeted Iraq's prime minister. No group has claimed responsibility, but they say whoever carried it out, in the words of the prime minister, did so with cowardly rocket and drone attacks, which he says do not build homelands and do not build futures. Stumping for the GOP or stumping for himself? Well, maybe a little of both, as former President Donald Trump addressed the Republican Jewish Coalition's annual leadership meeting in Las Vegas on Saturday through a video message.
We will win back in 2024 that beautiful white building, sometimes referred to as the White House.
A federal appeals court temporarily blocking the president's vaccine mandate for large companies. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio's looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy saying moments ago on NBC's Meet the Press that he is very happy that he made history by becoming the first Democrat to win re-election in his Garden State in a very, very long time. The New Jersey Democrat said putting the programs in place that he did during his first term was what was key to winning a second. Murphy says if folks are wondering if the human infrastructure plan can work, they take a look at New Jersey. Astronauts getting ready to return from the International Space Station, but they're going to have to either hold it or wear, as NASA calls them, absorbent undergarments on their trip back to Earth tomorrow. That's because the toilet on the SpaceX capsule that's going to bring them from the ISS back to the planet is out of service right now, and astronaut Megan MacArthur calls the situation suboptimal, but said it is manageable. She and the rest of the current ISS crew have been on there since April. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Authorities in Houston launching a criminal probe after eight people died, including a 14-year-old girl, during a stampede at an outdoor concert on Friday night. It happened while rapper Travis Scott was performing at the Astroworld Festival at NRG Park, and about 50,000 fans were there. Scott posting on Twitter that he was, quote, absolutely devastated by what happened and said his prayers are going out to the families and all those who have been impacted by that tragedy. There are unconfirmed reports that the stampede may have begun when people panicked at some suggestion that someone had a syringe in the crowd that they were injecting something into people with. But Americans are enjoying an extra hour of sleep after daylight saving time came to an end early today. The Department of Transportation, which is in charge of daylight saving time, says the practice still saves energy, prevents traffic accidents, and helps reduce crime. Sleep experts are warning, though, that the consequences of losing sleep from daylight saving far outweigh any possible value. Others say they never really notice the change in the clock when it comes to their sleep. And tens of thousands of runners on both coasts are running today in the New York City Marathon and also shortly in the L.A. Marathon. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.